Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, impact fees unchecked. All right, if you guys are from Wisconsin especially, and you may have this in several other states if you're listening, I know we have a lot of people from around the country, but we're going to talk about impact fees today. And this is going to be, I think, an interesting discussion not only for our listeners here on the Home Building Hero. If you're looking at building, this is going to be something that's likely to come up in your municipality, especially here in Wisconsin. But it's also going to be valuable for people in the industry that maybe don't understand where these things come from. And it's also going to be valuable to have this discussion because, unfortunately, that is the issue with impact fees, is that the intention of our local governments to have these and use these to offset future expenses because of home building have largely been put in. They're not monitored and they're unchecked. And unfortunately, it's gotten out of hand. And there's been a lot of unfortunate abuses of these impact fees by a lot of municipalities, whether intentional or not. And it's having huge ramifications on affordability and the like in a community. And unfortunately, many times, especially here in Wisconsin, they're used the wrong way. But before we get into that discussion, we're going to take it all the way back and we're going to explain a little bit about impact fees and what they are and what they're typically used for. And then we'll go into some of the rules that are put in place. And these are coming right from the statute. So explaining kind of how they're supposed to be handled and then some of the things that are actually going on out there. So let's get started because there's a lot to talk about here. So an impact fee, again, is a one-time fee that is typically charged at the time of the building permit. So when you decide to build a home in a municipality, they each have the possibility of having an impact fee. Not all of them do, but many do in the area now. And it's a one-time fee, and it's basically a fee to cover the cost of infrastructure improvements in the municipality. And the thought behind it is that you build a whole bunch of new homes in a community, it's going to put more pressure on their existing infrastructure. Where in the old days, they would just rely on tax dollars to do that, they now will put this impact fee in. It's like a special one-time tax, and it's sort of like a new user opt-in fee, I guess, if you will, to get into the community and use their services. So the overall thought behind that, I think, was fine at the time. But what's happened is this thing's definitely evolved over the years. So what kind of things are allowable for impact fees in a municipality? What can they actually allocate an impact fee towards? And we've seen this start just as a sewer and water impact fee. That's how they kind of started here in Wisconsin. And it's like, hey, you know, every time we add people in, eventually we're going to have to add a new sewer treatment plant or a new water treatment plant. So guess what? We've got to start saving money aside. So that's where the idea really originated. And then the scope of it started to get bigger and bigger. And of course, once the scope of that started to get bigger and bigger, so too did the fees. I remember early on, the first few impact fees were just sewer and water fees in my area, and they were like $2,000 to $3,000. Well, flash forward, I had a job about a year and a half ago that we did where it was a $20,000 impact fee. $20,000. I was actually in Portland, Oregon for a national builders meeting a couple years ago, and someone showed me, a local person showed me his bill when he applied for his building permit for a single family home. And the cost of the permit and all the impact fees and requirements was $53,000. $53,000. Can you believe that? That's ridiculous. I mean, it's unbelievable, and you wonder why anyone would even build a home at that point. So they can go unchecked. But again, let's talk about what things are in an impact fee. So we talked about sewer and water and expanding those systems, but it covers a lot more things than that. Fire department, they have a fee for fire protection services. They have a fee potentially for parks. They can also charge a fee for highways. They can charge fees for facilities, so other facilities that they need to develop, like a larger town hall or something like that. Waste facilities, so that could also be like a disposal facility, not just like sewer, but this could be like a different type of waste, like yard waste. They can charge for a library. And I think I mentioned parks already, but parks would be another one that they can charge a fee for and collect. Now, they can't just, at least per law. Okay, let's start with the law. Let's go with that first. So the state law here in Wisconsin is that you can only charge impact fees for capital costs and capital improvements in a municipality. And in order for them to legally do this, they have to show their capacity and then how much, you know, the additional infrastructure or this project would impact and the need for additional infrastructure in the future. So new homeowners would pay, but they should not be paying for existing improvements that are in the municipality. And this is right in the state law. This is actually, I'm going to cite the statute, 66.0617. So I'm taking this right out of statute. All right. The other thing that they do is that there's supposed to be a capital improvement plan by the municipality. And this is a detailed plan that would show where money needs to be added. And it typically is like a five-year plan they should have, and it should be updated every 5 years as well. And this is one of the issues we'll get to later, but they do need to have a capital improvement plan to justify these impact fees. All right. And then they are not allowed to charge for the maintenance of those new facilities in their impact fee. That is where your tax dollars come in, your property tax. So they're not supposed to build any maintenance in. Again, with all these things, is that really how the municipalities treat it? No, not at all. But that's really how the law is written. And the other thing that you can do is, as far as the state laws, you're not allowed to exceed the capital cost per share. So basically what that means is, let's just say for an example, for simplicity's sake, they need to expand the sewer system and it has a sewer treatment plant. They would take that cost of that plant and then let's say they were at perfect capacity right now with no new homes. They have to add that sewer treatment plant. Well, they take that 100 homes, they figure out what the existing share is per home. So let's say it costs $50 per share. That's pretty cheap, but $50 per share of the existing residents, that's what they would have to charge to the new resident. So you each pay your actual share of that, capital improvement. And then the other thing, which is in state law, which is really interesting, and I don't think people realize this, but if you pay in your impact fee, and let's say you put it in for a park system, and they build out the park system, but it ends up costing $100,000 less than what they budgeted, they're supposed to refund that impact fee to all the projects that were charged at by the same amount. So that should get divided out between all the people that paid into it. So if 1,000 different people paid in an impact fee for homes in the area for a new park, and there's that much money brought back, they should all get an equal share of that back. So we asked a question. I had a meeting with a lot of different developers and builders in the area. And the question was asked of us by someone that is an engineer. How many of you have ever gotten a check back or have your customers gotten a check back for not using part of an impact fee? Raise your hand. Nobody raised their hand. Zero people have ever seen a check come back from a municipality for not using an impact fee. There are hundreds of municipalities all throughout the state of Wisconsin, and this has been going on for decades, and yet no one has gotten a check back. Okay, now you're starting to see that there is something going on here there's an issue. That would not make sense, right? You can't say that every single project cost exactly budget or over budget. That's impossible. The other thing it says in the state law, and this is right in the state law too, impact fees cannot be arbitrary or capricious. So you can't just say, hey, we're going to put in a $100,000 impact fee because, you know, we think we're going to need this to cover some new development in the area, but we don't know what it is. They cannot do that. If a municipality does that, that actually violates state law. And again, if they cannot charge you for deficiencies in their services. So if they're already behind on, let's say, parks, for example, they have studies that are out there that'll say, hey, you want to, you know, each municipality for every 1,000 residents should have so many acres of park. Well, if they're, you know, grossly deficient in the number of parks in the municipality, they cannot go in and say, well, geez, we need to add 3 new parks just to get up to our standards. We're going to charge that to this new subdivision here with 100 homeowners. We're going to charge that all onto them. They cannot do that per state law. They can only charge for future improvements. So if they're at the standard, they hit the standard, they can charge them for anything above that, but they can't charge for below that. All right. That's kind of the structure of the law. And again, the other quick thing, again, you can't charge for maintenance, those deficiencies, and they cannot go to operations of the municipality. Okay? Here's the problem. Most of these local municipalities do not do the things I outlined earlier. They do not do a 5-year capital improvement plan. Or if they do one, they typically do not do it based on studies and based on some of those practices. So sometimes they'll just say, hey, we think we need a new firehouse. Okay, we're going to figure out this thing. It costs, you know, $1 million to build this thing or $3 million to build this building or whatever it is. And we're going to put it in an impact fee. And we're going to charge everybody $4,000 a year or $4,000 per permit to cover part of this cost. And we expect X amount of homes over the next few years. And this will fully fund the project. They typically don't do that. And if they do it, they typically don't go back and update their capital improvement plan, which is not correct. So they're potentially making errors right from the beginning. The second thing with impact fees is that if they decide to pass them, and a lot of times these things, I hate to say it, but these are passed on small board meetings, sometimes over the middle of the winter when there's no other big controversial projects, and they're passed through, and people don't even know that they are passed or they're changed unless they're actively monitoring these meetings. And that's a problem because you only have 30 days to appeal a potential impact fee if you're a developer or you're a citizen out there. And that certainly is not a lot of time. That is a very short turnaround. Now, the other thing is there's very little case law here in our state on fighting impact fees and challenging whether those numbers are correct or not. And part of the reason is that a lot of developers, when they're doing a project, they pass those costs on. And they don't want to hold up their project and get into a big lawsuit with the municipality because they can't afford to wait that long. Here in Wisconsin, we only have a maybe 6-month development window for a subdivision where we can actually build in spring and summer and early fall while the weather's decent. So the last thing you want to do is be fighting a municipality for 6 months, and then that basically puts you back a whole year. And the legal fees alone may cost more than what the impact fee is. So many developers just pass that cost on to the next builder. And we've created a monster here at the end of the day, because municipalities are realizing they can put impact fees in and they can add stuff to them and they can increase the cost of these impact fees, and people aren't watching them and they're not calling them out on it. But the worst part about all of this is that no one is going back and no one is checking on these impact fees and making sure they're used where they're supposed to and that they're cleared out at the end of the duration. So making sure that, hey, they collected, let's say they over-collected by $100,000, no one's going back to that municipality and saying, hey, you know, that building you built 6 years ago, you know, we actually ended up having more homes here than budgeted. that impact fee needs to get dispersed back to all those people that paid into it. No one is doing that. It's not been done. And no one is getting those dollars back. So guess what? They're just keeping them. They go in their coffers. And no one's calling them out on it. No one's challenging it. And you wonder why houses are getting more expensive and why the cost of homes keeps rising. This is a big contributor. And when I've had visits with elected officials, it's always like, oh, impact fees, we don't want to touch that. That's an untouchable topic. Well, now you can see why. They don't want us to touch that topic because it is a huge, huge open checkbook at the end of the day. And, you know, this, here you've got a situation where a local government can enact these things very quickly. No one is policing them. And they're getting away with it. And then they're using standards that are created by a state or federal government as far as some of these standards and stuff that would determine the appropriate number. So, you know, you have one body basically supporting another body, and this is just crazy. It's out of control, and you see these things getting worse and worse over the years. So again, if you're at a municipality or you're looking at a development, you got to check like and make sure if they're going to put an impact fee through, do they have a capital improvement plan? Do they have a long-range plan for the municipality? Do they have a land development policy on the books? And do they have an economic development plan? If they don't have all these things, most likely they are not following the statute. They are not following along with the process. And most likely they're going to misuse those impact fees. So things need to change. And maybe this is the first step. Maybe this is creating some awareness. But, you know, I think in the future we're going to be looking for some things. We're going to be looking for a longer notice period for impact fees. Municipalities got to get that information out and give people time to look at it, digest it, and, you know, open records request and make sure that they can see what's going into those fees, make sure they're legitimate. You need to have a stronger refund policy and a reporting system that's more accurate so we can check on the status of these things. Maybe make it where there's a website where people can go on and look and see, hey, here's how much has been collected. Here's how much is getting allocated to this. This is the shortfall, or this is the, you know, the surplus. So that we can get finality on this stuff instead of just letting these municipalities keep this stuff in their bank accounts. It's our money. It's our tax dollars. We paid it. It's not the government's money. Always have to remember that. And I think they need to go back and do some more accounting on these longer term projects, because many times some of these capital improvement projects aren't built for 5 years or 10 years. And that's part of the reason why these municipalities just sit on them and sit on them. And they can always justify, well, you know, when we budgeted this, the building cost this, but it took 2 years to build it, now it costs more. There's always an excuse, a justification, and we have to tighten this up. And I think there should be reporting requirements by the municipality. And so hopefully this is something that can get worked on, but it has a massive impact on the cost of a home. When you take an area that has a $20,000 impact fee and you think about a cost of a home, you know, being $400,000, that's 5% of the cost of the home right there for a hookup fee or an impact in the municipality. That is a tremendous amount of money. $20,000 eliminates a lot of home buyers. It's going to eliminate probably 60 to 70,000 home buyers plus here in Wisconsin alone, just with that fee. So it's definitely something that needs to be considered. And I'm sure there are municipalities here. I know of one in particular that actually paid and followed everything to the T. They did all the studies. They have all the reporting. I have no issue with that. That's fantastic. That's what they should be doing. But the problem is the majority of them are getting away with it. And we as builders, developers, homeowners in the community are not policing them, and they're getting away with it. And it's time for that to end. All right. Hopefully you guys found this episode of the Home Building Hero to be super informative. If you live in a different state other than Wisconsin, I would love to hear your feedback on how impact fees are or done in your municipality. See if they have a similar process. And also just curious to see you know, how they handle it, because I think it's a very interesting topic, and we're seeing more and more of it. And again, if a government can do something, a local government can do something, and get extra funding and not get checked on it and not have a lot of accountability on it, they're going to get away with it. And we need to be better ourselves, better as citizens, better as developers, builders, the like, to make sure that, you know, we as the citizens are holding our own government accountable. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.